Howdy, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your Independence Day. Welcome to yet another episode of This Week in Texas. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. On this week's episode, we're going to discuss the impending special legislative session and issues that conservative lawmakers are asking to be put on the agenda. We're going to discuss the ongoing race for chairman of the Republican Party of Texas in the primary race that's really starting to heat up for the position of governor. Buckle up for your preview of the week ahead in Texas politics. The first special session of the 87th legislature starts this Thursday, July 8th. As of right now, we still do not have any official word on what exactly will be considered, though we expect that to become publicly available imminently. As we've talked about on multiple occasions, though, the safe assumptions are things like election integrity, bail reform, protections for free speech on social media, and unknown improvements to the ban on critical race theory in public schools. All of these are based on previous statements that Texas Governor Greg Abbott has indicated would be on the call for a special session. Last week, the Texas Freedom Caucus submitted a letter to Governor Abbott requesting that he include 8 additional items onto a special session agenda call. These items include things like a ban on child gender mutilation and gender hormone therapy, a ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying, border security, educational freedom, fair play in women's sports, monument protection, disaster response reform, and property tax relief. 4 of these issues might sound familiar, as they're also legislative priorities of the Republican Party of Texas, and things that did not get completed during the 87th regular session that ended May 31st. It's also notable that they're requesting property tax relief be added to the list for consideration, as no additional property tax relief was passed during the regular session, even though Texans all across the state are experiencing growing property tax burdens. It should also be noted that they requested disaster response reform, stopping short of calling it emergency powers reform. It's nuanced wording, but almost assuredly intentional, as they're seemingly attempting to thread the needle between wanting to appease the governor while also attempting to appease those who want to see true emergency powers reform based on things that they've experienced over the past year and a half. These are things like their businesses and livelihoods being shut down and essentially taken away from them at the behest of one individual. As a reminder, for all the talk about emergency powers reform leading up to the 87th regular session by lawmakers who seemingly took issue with them not being able to address their constituents' concerns appropriately, nothing substantive actually got done. If you want to know more about that issue, make sure to check out our autopsy summary published on our website, texasscorecard.com, or linked in today's show notes page. Other non-Freedom Caucus lawmakers have also requested specific things be added to the special session agenda. State Representative Brian Slayton, a Republican from Roy City, requested that Governor Abbott add border security legislation to the call. He had a bill during the regular session that would have laid out the framework for Texas to provide for its own border wall or border barrier, to include its funding, as well as naming it the Donald J. Trump Border Wall. It was never even granted a hearing in the House State Affairs Committee. Abbott announced a few weeks back that he would endeavor to get a Texas border wall constructed, but did so only after the legislature had already met for 140 days, where they did not prioritize it at all. Abbott also surrounded himself when making the announcement by the same Republican lawmakers at a press conference who conveniently support the initiative now. Similarly, State Representative Jeff Kaysen, a Republican from Bedford, submitted a letter to Abbott this week requesting that the issue of in-state tuition currently given to illegal immigrants be added to the agenda. He authored a bill during the regular session that was never granted a hearing in the House Higher Education Committee that would have put a stop to it. The committee is chaired by the House Republican Caucus Chairman Jim Murphy from Houston. The Texas GOP platform, specifically Plank 296, states the Republican Party of Texas's support for eliminating illegal immigration magnets. It says, quote, "No tax dollars should be provided for social or educational programs for illegal aliens. All existing laws providing for in-state tuition and non-emergency medical care shall be rescinded." Quote, close quote. Yet, The House Republican Caucus Chairman never even granted it a hearing. All this is to say, it will be made more clear here in short order what the specific items are that will be considered in the upcoming special session. I wouldn't be surprised if something related to border security was in fact added. Again, it was not a legislative priority of both Governor Abbott's or Republican leadership during the regular legislative session. Let's switch gears. On Sunday, July 11th, the State Republican Executive Committee will be selecting a new chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. The current chairman, retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, announced his resignation a few weeks back. The four candidates for chairman include former state representative and attorney Matt Rinaldi, current Orange County Republican Party chairman and president of the Republican County Chairman's Association, David Covey, political consultant and lobbyist Chad Wilbanks, former congressional candidate and chairman of an organization named Grassroots Institute of Texas, Bill Birch. Whoever wins the race will serve out the remainder of Alan West's term and then have to run as a candidate to be nominated by delegates to the Republican Party of State Texas State Convention in 2022. Most state Republican Executive Committee members have kept their support fairly close to their chest or explained that they're still weighing the options and candidates. History as a guide, however, would indicate that most of those members would take into consideration things like the ability for a chairman to raise money for the overall party, coupled with encouraging growth for the party and turnout for the party in upcoming elections. On Independence Day, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West officially announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination for governor, finally putting to rest rumors and assumptions about his next steps after announcing his resignation as Republican Party of Texas chairman a few weeks back. Alan West has previously served as a congressman from Florida before moving to Texas in 2014. He joins a field of three other candidates now, which include Governor Abbott himself, conservative humorist Chad Prather, and former Dallas-Fort Worth area State Senator Don Huffines. In his announcement, West indicated that he is running on a platform of securing the border, election integrity, and property tax relief. This is the first primary election that Governor Abbott has had multiple challengers since first being elected. Expect that over the course of special session and into the primary election cycle, this race will start to heat up, especially over the next few weeks. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Again, I hope you and your families got to enjoy your Independence Day. Join us again next Monday for another update. And in the event Governor Abbott announces his special session agenda, it's likely I'll give a special update this week discussing those and the context by which they're going to be considered in the coming days. As always, if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter or Facebook by searching for the handle @OpinionatedK. I'll see y'all next week. Y'all take care.